The US Bureau Chief for Channel 7 is in Los Angeles, Mike Amor. Mike's had a chance to speak to Bernard Tomic after his arrest in Miami this morning, and Mike's online, thanks to Channel 7 from Los Angeles. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Ray.
Look, I've had a couple of people. We've had various audio clips, not yours quite yet. We're still getting that from the channel, but he sounded as if he was a bit bored with it. How was he with you?
You just kind of get the feeling while he was saying he was sorry that there was an undertone that he was unlucky and kind of harshly dealt by. He says that he was asleep when the security guard knocked on the door of the penthouse. It was 5 a.m., by the way, and there were other people, friends in the penthouse with him who were playing music. The security guard asked him to turn the music down. He said he did. They agreed at what level was appropriate. He went back to bed. The security guard knocked on the door again and said he still wanted it turned down. And Bernard agreed that he slammed the door in the face of the security guard. The next moment, it was the police knocking on the door, and the police told him he had to get out. The other people in the room got out very quickly, but Bernard said that they did not like the pace at which he was packing up his clothing and jewelry, he said. And when they told him to hurry up, he told them to, quote, relax, and the police put him in handcuffs. He didn't have time to put a shirt on and took him off to a police cell where he spent a number of hours before being transferred to another jail. So spent quite a few uncomfortable hours, but you just get that feeling that he thinks that, I was trying to do the right thing. They weren't listening to me. It's kind of half an apology.
Well, Mike, it's sort of a replication of what happened when he was done for, burnouts and speeding in the Gold Coast. It was, the coppers target me because I'm Bernard Tomic. I'd imagine the Miami police wouldn't have a clue who they were dealing with.
No, and just note to self, you should always listen to what a police officer says, but especially here in America, they've just got zero tolerance for people not listening to them and back-chatting. They don't care essentially who they are. We've already seen Wayne Carey, the AFL footballer, in trouble in Miami. Matthew Newton was also in trouble in Miami. They're very quick to just put the handcuffs on and, let the courts sort it out. He, by the way, said he wasn't drunk. He doesn't drink. But he did say it was my mistake. By the way, he said he would not apologise to Tennis Australia for his comments after Wimbledon, but he did agree that it would be a distraction what has happened in Miami, the fact that he's misbehaving in Miami while his teammates, countrymen, are prepared to play in the Davis Cup tie, which he's been banned from.
It appears this is just like every other incident with him. It's someone else's fault, and no doubt Dad will want to sue the Miami police like he wants to sue Tennis Australia.
Good luck with that.
Good luck to you, Mike. Thanks for the report,
mate.
All the best to you.
Okay.
Mike Amor, the US Bureau Chief for the 7 Network in Los Angeles. We thank him for his time.